A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Sex is a great motivator. Sex and food, big motivators. But sex, not so much anymore. Listen to this. Allie reported on this earlier in the week, and we hit the streets to find out if people have the solution or at least have theories as to why this is.
Well, they're saying that the number for especially young people, men, they are not having, like, the age that they're having sex at and losing their virginity is getting higher. Mm-hmm. So people in their 20s and even early 30s are not even having sex for the first time.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are living home longer now. They got to move, they don't have their own spot.
Right. Everything just starts later.
Right.
Sexlessness has doubled across all measures for the last 10 years.
That's a terrible stat. Sexlessness has doubled among all different demographics.
And for women, it's risen 50%. And that the number of people who have not had sex in a year or more has grown. So in a way, Jake is a trendsetter.
Jake, trendsetter.
Thank you.
He hit the streets with a microphone to figure out if anyone has the solution or at least has theories as to why this is. And of course, he found no shortage of people willing to talk about it. This is Street Science with Jake the Nerd.
Hey, Bar Buddy Bob.
And of course, he starts with the one guy that he knows gets laid even less than him, his buddy, Bar Buddy Bob, who apparently is a regular.
You don't know Bar Buddy Bob. Maybe he slays.
We talked to him for about 3 minutes one time on the show, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't slay.
Hey, Bar Buddy Bob.
Yo, what is shaking, my man?
So there's been a new U.S. study saying that people in America are having way less sex than they used to. What do you think that is?
Well, I'm having the same amount of not having sex that I always was, but I think for other people, maybe because we're all becoming assholes. Assholes don't get laid.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting theory.
I think that is a very good theory.
Yeah.
I think people are just becoming more unlikable, and we're all, you know, in our own worlds, digital, social media, and when we do have a true connection, it's more and more rare.
Everyone is more agitated and irritated as a result. People are not as free feeling. It's so hard to disconnect now, so maybe you're just not out there just living life. Bar Buddy Bob, not getting laid, but actually makes some good points. Then there's this person.
So there's a new U.S. study saying that Americans are having less sex than ever before. What do you think that is?
Because people are being so f***ing picky, like, and that's the crazy part. Like, you're ugly, but you're skinny, so that's the crazy thing. It's just like, you expect us to be a beauty standard, but you're not that beauty standard, so I think that's the crazy part.
People have unrealistic expectations, and then there's so many people that are doing this motivational crap of don't settle. I think that's very important. People are out there saying, you got to settle. Sometimes you just got to settle.
Yes, settling is great.
Remember we had that whatever that app was where you typed in what you thought you wanted, and it was like a guy who's 6 feet, who makes over $200,000 a year and has a full head of hair, and they're like, there's less than 0.0001% chance you're ever going to find this person.
And a lot of guys, they have expectations of, you know, I want a younger woman, I want a woman who looks like this, and then that standard doesn't change as they get older. So then as women get older, there's less and less likelihood that guys want to date them, which isn't fair.
And then you
look at guys like Johnny, who have very specific expectations, right? Like, he's like, I'll only date someone 2 months older than me.
Right, he's got a very small window.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, there's not a lot of people that fit into that window.
He's like, she's hot, she's my age, but she was born in February, and my cutoff is January.
Too
and I'm
bad.
Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, listen, this guy's got more. He cooks.
And we all need to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, this is what I look like, and I need to expect this when I'm looking for a hookup. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what this guy's saying. We should all be a little bit more real with ourselves.
I'm going to be sexless.
He's going to be sexless. Good edit right there. That poor man is going to be sexless
now. I love that you tried to sound like him.
Sex. I'm going to be sad. Poor man is going to be sexless now.
Shout out Klein Alley Show on radio. Yes. On K-Rock. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What's your name? My name? Yeah. Like my government or like my nickname? Whatever.
See, this is the problem. I think this may be the problem right here.
I'm trying to flirt with you. Help me.
He couldn't even answer the question, what is your name? And I think that that is a tough time. People have a hard time even interacting with each other. So you meet in public. You meet in real life, and people are so shocked to even have a communication with another person that I think that even just something as simple as what is your name really tripped this guy up.
Smooth. The street one?
Smooth from where?
Oh, Santa Maria.
Smooth. There's been a new U.S. study saying that people in America are having way less sex than they used to. What do you think that is?
It's all the that they put in everything. It's the, I would say what? Starbucks?
His theory is it's the Starbucks, Sally. That's why.
The MSG, was it?
It's the MSG and the Starbucks.
No, none of that is right.
That is what it, why this guy Smooth is not getting laid. Now, meanwhile, his drunk girlfriend has a theory as well.
I want to say you guys are not ready for it. All I want to say
why do you think that is?
No, what do I think that is? Because at the end of the day, the government's so corrupt that you guys would never understand how far we go to act or to work so hard for us. You know what I mean?
No, I know nothing of what you're saying.
She thinks she's making a great smart point right
they
now.
They are a great couple.
They're perfect together. They're probably having great... I hope they don't never make babies, but
like,
still.
Someone just gets me.
Like what
the government
is she
back in the day.
The question is, why are we having less sex than ever before? And this is her answer.
Or to work so hard for us. You know what I mean?
So what's that have to do with people having less sex?
I mean, less sex, I'd rather take that than not make my money.
What?
She's right, I guess.
Is she saying that she would rather be working and making money than having sex?
I don't know what she's saying.
What's your name?
Ryder.
Ryder. There's been a new U.S. study saying that people in America are having way less sex than usual. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because people are spending too much time online and not getting out in the world or are too shy to meet people. As someone who is chronically online but, like, forced myself out of my comfort zone to meet someone, like, it's a hard thing, but it's, like, it's necessary.
There you have it. Just some theories. That's street science right there,
Alex. Yeah, she's talking crazy. It's the MSG.
It's the MSG and the Starbucks. Clearly, we know that was the best answer we got. There's a lot of people on the phone that have theories about this as well.
A lot on the text line as well,
We got to take a break. We'll come back. Angela, George, Zasha, hang tight. We'll come back, try to get to the bottom of this. Plus, your Coachella tickets are upcoming. In fact, listen to this.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.